It's the radio segment that USA Today calls Hot and Ready. Laser Stories. The segment where we read weird news stories from around the globe, just like every other radio show does, except we have a laser, and those other idiots don't. This first laser story is out of West Palm Beach, Florida. A 26-year-old guy named Andrew Williams got angry when the cashier at a liquor store carded him a few years ago. Apparently, he didn't have his ID with him, so he threatened the cashier and yelled, "Remember my face," before storming out.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Then he came back later that night with a gun and shot the cashier in the arm.
Oh, my God!
Dude, chill.
Yeah.
The cops never tracked Andrew down because the security camera didn't get a clear shot of his face. So, fast forward 2 years. Last week, police got an anonymous tip that the guy responsible for the shooting lived nearby, and the caller gave them Andrew's name.
Whoa.
So, Andrew was put in a lineup, and the second the cashier saw him, he told police, quote, "I will always remember that face."
I mean,
just doing what you told me.
Yep, you're the one that started that.
So Andrew is now facing attempted murder charges. Whoa. Also, the cops were able to confirm that they had the right guy because it turns out Andrew was issued a driver's license on the day of the shooting, and he was wearing the same sweater in the surveillance footage from the liquor store.
Oh my God, what are the chances
that your
driver's license photo, like, that's the worst photo ever.
That's probably
really
his lucky sweater, too.
Yeah, ruined my life.
This next laser story is out of Barry, Oklahoma. There's a 25-year-old woman named Tina Council, and she recently found out her boyfriend was cheating on her.
That always sucks.
And she was so upset with him that she wanted to get revenge, but not before talking to the Lord first. So, she drove to a quiet place, prayed about it, and looked for guidance on what to do. And I'm not sure who she prayed to, but apparently the answer she got was, "Thou shalt trash his car."
What?
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, thank you, Lord. What would Jesus do? He'd get a bottle of spray paint and go to town.
In the morning, with the Lord's help, Tina went to his work, jumped on the hood of his Toyota, and kicked in the windshield.
Kapooyah! Kapooyah!
You know, all in the name of the Father.
Right. When she was done, she said amen and then drove away, but somebody saw her and took video of the entire thing. The next day, Tina was arrested for disorderly conduct and was interviewed by the local news. She said, quote, "I already knew going into it that I would have to face some consequences. And you know, it kind of sucks, but like I said, I prayed about it and stuff, and I did it anyway. So whatever.
I'm good with God, and that's all that matters."
Amen. Yeah. This next laser story is out of Southampton, England. Officers were called to a local hotel because a man was seen acting strangely walking around the complex. When they approached him, 30-year-old James Johnson immediately broke out into a sprint. A few minutes later, he was caught by officers wearing a woman's bra over his shirt and carrying a large bag of potatoes.
What?
Interesting combination.
Just a lady out shopping for potatoes, officer.
Officers then noticed his hotel key had dropped on the ground and proceeded to search his room there. According to the police report, police found in Aladdin's cave of drugs, that's what they called it.
Including that makes it sound fun.
Ecstasy.
I just want to let the police know.
Cocaine and another designer drug similar to MDMA and other random psychedelic substances.
Okay, so what were the potatoes for?
Well, as for the potatoes, James said he was filling up the bathtub with them because, quote, "it felt like the right thing to do at the time."
Okay.
No!
If you're on all those drugs, that would make sense.
So do you know what I need right now is a bath full of potatoes.
A potato bath. The Southampton court said the case was so odd and bizarre, they weren't sure how to punish James.
Yeah.
So they just sentenced him to 18 months of community service.
And you know you're on drugs, because like a bath in mashed potatoes sounds kind of fun,
ooh,
right?
Ooh, now we're talking.
But a bath in just hard potatoes.
Not so fun.
It's pretty impressive when you get so high, even the courts are like, community service, I guess? I have no idea.
What do we do with this guy?
This next laser story is out of St. Paul, Minnesota. A woman named Kimberly Dean and a guy named Ron Palmer dated in high school almost 4 decades ago, but after they broke up, they stayed friends. At one point, they made a pact that if they were both still single at 50, they would get married.
Mm.
They said it as a joke, but they kept talking about it. Well, now Kimberly is 51 and Ron is 54, and both of them had got married earlier on in life, and they found themselves divorced and single at the same time. So last week, the two friends finally followed through on their high school pact and got married.
Aww. Are they the only people in history to actually do that?
Yeah, actually follow exactly. through with that.
We all made that pact.
Totally.
Nobody follows through.
Kimberly's daughter, Kayla, says that she thinks they were always supposed to wind up getting married. Quote, people who are meant to be together will always find each other. Aww. It may take 37 years, but it can happen.
Oh, man, that's a long time.
Yeah.
I'm not patient enough.
Yeah, rush it. Come on.
This next story is out of wedding world. A New York business just created a brand new line of wedding bouquets that's gaining national attention. Instead of a beautiful arrangement of fragrant flowers, mm-hmm. imagine the bride walking down the aisle with edible food flowers made from real pizza.
Oh, yeah.
Pizza flowers?
Uh-huh.
I would smell those all day.
Yeah, that's awesome until you realize the bride's in a white dress. That is so many grease stains.
The company's website says, quote, the pizza bouquet and the pizza boutonniere are perfect for any couple looking to add some fun and flavor to their big day. Both are made from freshly prepared pizza dough, 100% whole milk mozzarella, fresh tomatoes, and zesty pepperoni.
Tasty.
You know, you get real busy on your wedding day. It's hard to find time to eat in there. If you had a pizza bouquet, it'd be coming handy.
You could eat it while you're doing your vows.
Yeah, absolutely.
They also added that the entire thing is much more practical than flowers because the bride can snack on it during the ceremony if she gets nervous or hungry.
Yeah.
The pizza wedding package will be gifted free of charge to select couples set to celebrate their nuptials this summer. You just need to sign up on their website for a chance to win villaitaliankitchen.com if you want to get a pizza bouquet or a pizza boutonniere.
Until you have an outdoor wedding and it's just like bees attacking you and like all sorts of insects.
This next laser story is out of the land of love.
Oh, I love this land.
According to a new survey, 2/3 of women say they'd rather marry somebody with dad bod than someone with a six pack. Good news, dudes.
Yeah, that's marriage material, though. That's not like have fun this weekend material, just so you guys know.
Yeah, that's settle down material,
I mean, the six-pack is fun, but not for long term.
83% of women say that they think that men with dad bods are more confident. Or they've just given up.
Yeah,
we just don't care. I think that's
67% of women say they're attractive, and 62% take it further and say dad bod is straight up sexy.
Ooh.
Depends on how much dad you put in that bod.
Yeah.
Like a tiny dose, a dash of dad, I can see. Not full. Mm-hmm.
Shockingly, men are cool with the idea of eating whatever they want instead of keeping a super strict diet and constantly working out. That's shocking.
Yeah, that is.
Like, oh, you mean I can just let my body go and you're going to actually think I'm more sexy? Deal.
When are men going to be like, oh man, I prefer mom bod?
Yeah.
Nobody says that.
Uh-uh.
No, that's not a thing. And that sucks.
Bees.
God, I wish that her stomach hung a little bit lower.
Only 21% of men admit that they've got a dad bod, but way more than 20% of men have dad bod.
Yeah, for sure.
62% of them say that giving in and having one has improved their lives. Giving in.
What?
Right?
Yeah. That's right.
Shut up. You started the relationship with a dad bod.
I had a six pack. I mean, I had X and I had to give it all away.
Wanted to make things better in my relationship, so I just canceled my gym membership. Now I sit on the couch, play Xbox, and eat pizza.
So hard.
I didn't do it because I wanted to, though. Did it for love.
God, this is a hard life.
Speaking of somebody who does like mom body, well, more like mom shoes.
Okay.
This guy. That's the sound of a turtle humping a shoe, which means that Laser Stories has come to an end for the day. We'll do it again, same time, on Wednesday.